Lawmakers approved the state budget, one of their biggest tasks of the year, on April 3rd, and then adjourned. Governor Andrew Cuomo, speaking a day after the budget was approved, said the chances of the legislature coming back was slim.
Is the session effectively over? You know, it's up to the legislature, but I think it's fair to say it's effectively over. They have a number of people who are infected.
When lawmakers were meeting almost weekly in March, several became infected with the virus. Those who became sick have either recovered or are still recovering. The legislature granted the governor special powers to make changes to the budget to manage the state's growing deficit on his own, so lawmakers don't really need to come back to make mid-year adjustments. The governor says he is disappointed, though, that a measure to legalize recreational marijuana for adults failed and that lawmakers did not have time to work out a package to protect gig economy workers. But he says they accomplished a lot under some very trying circumstances.
They did a phenomenal job working through all those policy issues and all the budget issues.
Also in March, the legislature approved a provision for individual senators and assembly members to vote remotely if they had concerns about becoming infected with the virus. Susan Lerner, with the government reform group Common Cause, says the technology exists for the entire legislature to meet remotely. She says schools are closed, but students are still learning remotely, and many employees, though barred from their workplace for safety reasons, continue to work from home. She says lawmakers can do the same.
It is not a good look at all in an election year that our state legislators can't find a way to do the people's business, but yet are expecting that they will all be reelected.
Lerner says legislatures in some other states, like Pennsylvania, are continuing to hold committee meetings and voting on bills all remotely. Some lawmakers want to come back. They agree that there's a lot of unfinished business. Senator Brad Hoylman would like to return to extend the provisions of the Child Victims Act. The law, approved in 2019, opened a one-year legal window of opportunity. It allows past victims of childhood sexual abuse to sue their alleged abusers in civil court, even if the statute of limitations has ended. Hoylman says the courts are now effectively closed, though, leaving victims with just 6 months to file their claims. He says the window needs to be extended for another year.
We promised survivors a full 12 months to have their day in court, and it's just simply unfair and unjust to pull the rug out from under them at this point.
Others, including the Deputy Senate Majority Leader Mike Gianaris, would like to meet in session to approve a bill that would offer renters affected by COVID-19 a 90-day grace period for rent payments. Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stork-Cousins, in an appearance on WNYC's The Brian Lehrer Show, says the legislature is not done for the year.
We don't see it as over, and we know that there will be a continuation of the work that has to be done, not only around COVID, but around other things that come up.
She says she thinks lawmakers will figure out a way to do it safely. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.